was the thing, the very thing that is what we must acquire. The strength was more as they did all your on a Pentecost of fire. There are souls in sin which we fail to win just because we lack desire. And the thing we need, so we need indeed, is the Pentecost of fire. That's the thing, the very thing, that is what we must acquire. Let us pray once more as they did of your for the Pentecost of fire. He will send it down, and our lives will drown if the blessing day by day. If we truly plead for the thing we need, in the endless all time way, let us see the face of the King of grace. Let us do His holy will. Then the fire will come on each heart and home, for He loves and faithful still. That's the thing, the very thing, that is what we must acquire. Let us pray once more as they need of your for the Pentecost of fire. If your heart is cold and you've lost the power, God will give you your desire. If we seek His face every day and hour, He will send the whole time forward. That's the thing, the very thing, that is what we must acquire. Let us pray once more as they did of yore for the Pentecost of fire. That's the thing, the very thing, that is what we must acquire. Let us pray once more as they did of yore for the Pentecost of fire.
Shall turn this morning to the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter, Luke chapter 24, And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. 45. Then opened he their understanding. That they might understand the scriptures.
Amen.
And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. This morning we want to talk about endowment with power from on high.
Amen.
This is the very thing that we seek this morning.
Amen.
By the grace of God, it's been a wonderful time of restoration. It's been 2-3 years before we gathered because of this COVID pandemic. But God has restored us to the facility of meeting during camp meeting in person.
Amen.
That's the first thing we must thank God for.
Yes.
While we talk about this mission, this is Christ after the resurrection. He appears unto the disciples. On verse 44, he said unto them, the disciples who had followed Christ for 3 years, the disciples who had seen what Christ was doing, the disciples who had been with Christ his ministry. After he was buried, despondence must have come, and they thought, well, it's over, it's gone. But praise God, on the third day he was up and running again.
Amen.
He was seen by the disciples.
Yes.
And now he is giving them instructions.
Yeah.
And he's giving instructions this morning.
Yes. Amen.
I believe we are the disciples.
Amen. Yeah.
I believe we came here this morning with an expectation.
Yes.
And this is what the Christ who has risen.
Yeah.
A few weeks back, we were gathered at the Easter meeting, isn't it?
Yes.
We said he is risen.
Amen.
And when he rose, he says, I give all power.
Yes.
I've been given all power.
Yes.
And he's right here to distribute that power.
Amen. Yes.
We heard about the distribution of power.
Yeah.
This gospel is all about power.
Yes.
Because when you receive Christ, to them that receive, he gave them power.
Yes.
It's another day of receiving power.
Amen.
But today we're looking at a special power.
Yes.
The endowment of power from on high.
Yes.
Verse 46 gives us a very 47. Gives us an interesting aspect. And this is not being spoken by the disciples or by the prophets. It's Christ, the Son of God, who paid the price for redemption. In a nutshell, in just this verse, we can see the whole purpose of his coming to the world.
Yes.
And that repentance and the remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations.
Amen.
We are nationalities of various countries here, isn't it?
Yes.
And to us, this must be preached.
Amen.
What? Repentance, then remission of sins. To be preached among the nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And he has said here, ye are witnesses of these things.
What had the disciples witnessed while they were with Christ? In relation to repentance, they had seen a tax collector, an extortioner, called Zacchaeus.
Amen.
The government wanted $50, he would ask for $70. He pocketed $20, sent the government their due. But he was extortioning. But when he heard of Christ, there was a desire in his heart. He expected to see this man who has been talked about so much.
Yeah.
He went to seek, he wanted to see who Jesus was.
Yeah.
In Luke 19. He desired, he wanted to see who is this Jesus. And he went up the tree. Because of that desire, Christ coming under that tree realized the desire in this man's heart. Zacchaeus, come down. I must sup with thee.
Yeah.
A transformation took place.
Yeah. Yes.
He came down and received him with joy.
Yes.
And the power that he was given by receiving Christ, he went and did the restitution.
Amen.
Says, Lord, I've been extortioning. I've been robbing people. I'm going to pay them back. I try to get a record because the government always keep statistics.
Yeah.
He must have known many people how much money he had taken from them. Because they amassed so much wealth, he went back and paid because he had received power.
Yeah.
He had repented because Christ, because of his coming, repentance was preached.
Amen.
I said in that verse 47, the whole purpose of Christ coming is revealed.
Amen.
Repentance. Zacchaeus repented. His sins were remitted. Remission of sins.
Yeah.
We want to thank God for the simple message of the gospel.
Amen.
It's not for the educated, but even the oldest lad who has never read any word that is written. But once he is given, or he is given the message that you need to turn your way back.
Mm-hmm.
Repent and cease what you are doing. First Christ, repentance comes.
Mm. Amen.
And then their sins can be remitted.
Yeah.
They are forgiven. There is a double portion in this remittance. He says the remittance of sins. First, they are forgiven.
Amen.
But then yesterday we heard about the source that causes men to sin. That fall of man in the Garden of Eden, that depraved nature that entered into the race of mankind when they failed to just obey one law of God. We were born from that time as sinners. Then that cause must be remitted, thus be removed. And that comes at sanctification. So here Christ is telling us repentance. What do we read in Mark 1? After the arrest of John the Baptist, Christ went into Galilee, and what was his message? Repent ye, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
Amen.
So I kind of see the whole mission of Christ in that verse 47.
Amen.
But he goes beyond, he is now risen. The mission, repentance has been preached. The mission, so many people, you can imagine that woman who was caught in the act. Everybody thought she was the sinner, and they wanted to give Christ the accusation that he must also stone because the law of Moses. What does it say here? In verse 44, it says, while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses. He's going back to the original message to the chosen nation of Israel.
Amen.
That was given at Mount Sinai. You know, when the thundering came, the lightnings and the shaking, and God appeared on the Mount of Sinai. That law of Moses was written, the Ten Commandments, and all the additions that were added on the way mankind should relate with God. Here now Christ says, I have come that these things that were written must be fulfilled.
God bless you. Amen.
And in the prophets, you know, Isaiah says, for unto us a child is born.
Yeah.
The prophets. Even Moses.
Amen.
He says in Deuteronomy 15, verse 18, the Lord our God shall raise a man among you,
amen,
and to him shall he go. Yeah. And this man raised among the nation was Christ.
Amen.
And all nations must revert to him. So the law and the prophets are being fulfilled.
Amen.
The one who had been designed to fulfill the scriptures.
Amen.
And in the prophets and the Psalms, David says, thou will not allow my body to see rot.
Mm.
He was buried, but he came out, and his body did not see rottenness.
Mm.
So the Psalms are fulfilled in this one Christ.
Mm.
But we want to see what he is saying this morning. By God's grace. That very thing.
God bless you.
We have seen the promises. And now Christ says, he now opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures.
Amen.
Yes.
May this morning be the day your understanding is opened.
Amen.
We came with expectation.
Yes.
He wants to open our understanding.
Amen.
When the preacher says, here is the Spirit of God sending the word that is here,
amen,
that will pierce into your heart, go inside and show you your need.
Yes.
God bless us.
Amen. Glory be to God. Yes.
What does he say now that after he has said the main things that he says, remission, after repentance, the remission of sins, there's a third experience that is now coming up with. After he has risen, he says, they are witnesses of these things.
Yes.
They saw the repentance of the woman who had come. Everybody in the city knew she was a sinner. But when she heard Jesus was in the house, she came with an oil and anointed. They said, how can these six sinners? They had witnessed.
Yeah.
They were witnesses of sinners repenting, sinners being forgiven.
Amen.
He says to the woman caught in the act, go and sin no more.
Amen.
He does not condemn you. They were witnesses.
Amen.
Ye are witnesses of these things.
Amen.
Yes.
May God help us.
Amen.
We have witnessed. John says, those things that we have heard, the things that we saw with our own eyes,
yes,
preach we unto you.
Yes.
We are witnesses of what Christ can do to those who receive him.
Amen.
Amen.
This morning, by the grace of God, we say to what talking about what he says in verse 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with the power from on high.
Amen.
Endued with the power from on high.
Amen.
It's Christ who has said we need to be endued.
Yes.
We have tarried in this temple this morning. We came from all various places. We came to Dharma so that we might receive the promise of the Father.
Amen.
We have tarried, we are here.
Amen.
That is the thing, according to the verse you are singing. That is the very thing we need this morning. Endowment. That word, endowed. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to analyze. Christ says, until you be endued.
Yes.
To be endued is to be invigorated.
Amen.
To be given a certain capacity that you did not possess.
Yes.
To be immersed into a certain power that will enable you to do what you were unable to do.
Yes.
So we need to be endued.
Yes.
To inculcate in our being the power from on high.
Amen.
So Jesus says, until you be endued, invigorated, given capacity to do the work of God,
amen,
given that zeal, that ability, not from yourself, but from on high,
yes,
remember, Christ came to redeem us.
Amen.
And he has set the precedence here. Wait, before you go out there to be a witness, you need to be endured.
Amen.
In you must be incalculated in power from within.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
My God, in this morning, give us that power.
Yes. Amen.
And human is being saturated. You go into a force that will give you that extra power.
Amen.
Yeah. Hey. May the Lord this morning give us a perception of what is required.
Yes.
As Christians in this dark world, we need to be invigorated.
Yes.
The power from on high, it's not ours. It's neither coming from the ministry, but from on high.
Amen.
And it is Christ who has promised.
Yeah.
He says, wait until I send the promise, he will send.
Amen.
We send the song, all men send the power.
Yes.
He has promised.
Amen.
And what he has promised is able to fulfill.
Yes.
Do we believe that this morning is the day?
Amen.
This morning is the day.
Yes.
To be endured and invigorated. Let us look at this. Force from above to invigorate. You are weak. You feel sickly. You feel undone. But power has been promised.
Amen.
When he promises, he fulfills.
Yes.
In the book of Numbers, that man Balak was trying to curse the nation. But God did not be changed.
Amen.
He had blessed the nation of Israel because he had promised Abraham, I will bless your nation. You will be a blessing. And then Balak says, the Lord is not a man. God is not a man. He cannot lie.
Amen.
He had promised in Genesis 12, Abraham, I will bless your nation.
Amen.
We are the children of Abraham by believing in him.
Yes.
Word of God. We believe as Abraham believed, so we become the children of Abraham by faith.
Yes.
So we are blessed.
Amen.
That promise to Abraham is also a promise to us.
Yes.
And the Lord says here, what he has promised, he is able to fulfill.
Yeah.
Amen.
He will accomplish that promise.
Amen.
And he says, behold, I send the promise. He wants to send it this morning.
Amen.
We say, oh Lord, send the power.
Amen.
While we were singing, I was believing that is happening.
Amen.
The power is descending.
Amen.
Because he has promised, what he has promised, he will accomplish.
Amen.
I've heard people who have said, been served, sanctified. Today is your day.
Amen.
There is no need to wait any longer.
Amen.
Because he has promised.
God bless you.
He says, I'll send the power.
Yeah.
He will invigorate you.
Yeah.
May God bless us.
Amen.
And behold, I send the promise of my Father for you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high.
Amen.
The whole purpose of all meeting here is to have restoration.
Yeah.
The prophets, even Joel promised. This is the promise, he said. Behold, in the last days, the day shall come when your sons and your daughters shall see visions.
Yes.
I will send my spirit upon the earth.
Yes.
That is the mighty Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The prophets prophesied until he came. As he was about to go, he said, I will send the promise.
Yes.
We are sitting here waiting for that promise. We are sitting here because we believe what he said is able to fulfill.
Amen.
What a great morning we have this morning.
Amen.
Now this prophecy is here to be fulfilled.
Amen.
Let's turn to the book of Acts. On the same day, this is Luke, he said, I have sent the promise. Let's see now he's what with the disciples on the very last day of his departure and his physical form from the Acts. What does he say? Acts chapter 1, We read from the fourth verse, Acts chapter 1. And being assembled together with them, this is Christ, he's assembled together with him. While the DSA was giving announcement the other day, he says, where two or three are gathered together, in my name, they are in with me.
Yes.
We are gathered together here in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And here he says, when he was gathered with the disciples, and we are the disciples today, we are gathered here, we believe he is among us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The beauty of the scriptures, when you apply them, where two or three are gathered in his name, he is among them.
Amen.
Yes.
He is right here with us.
Amen.
Like he says, and be assembled together with his name, as he is assembled together with us in God. He commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of my Father, which says he heard of me. He says, now, remember you guys, some of you were the disciples of John the Baptist. He says, for John truly baptized with water, but he shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days.
Amen.
This is Christ among us. He says, not many days. We have been here for so many days. Today is another of those days.
Yes.
Not many days ahead. From when we started meeting, it could be today.
Yes.
We were gathered.
Yes.
We were assembled.
Yes.
We were tarrying.
Yes.
Power is coming today.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, John baptized with water.
Yeah.
But ye who are assembled together with me today, you shall baptize with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The promise of the Father.
Yes.
Oh, I want to believe the Lord wants to invest. Baptize. When you baptize, don't just take a drop of water and throw it in someone. To be baptized, originally the Greek word comes from baptismo. To wash. When you wash something, you put it into water.
Yeah.
We are going to be immersed in water.
Yeah.
And that water is the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
You are going to be baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I kind of like the meaning of these words when you really analyze them.
Yeah.
And then want to apply them into your life. You shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Amen.
Power of the third personality of the Trinity.
Amen.
God spoke in sundry times. At Mount Sinai, God came down in his person. And when Mary gave birth to Jesus, the second member of the Trinity was on earth, the Son. And when the Son ascended, he said, I'll send the third person of our Trinity. And he came down.
Amen.
He is promised now,
the
Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You see, the operations of God, they give each other a chance.
Yes.
In sundry times, in the times of Mount Sinai, God came down.
Amen.
At the beginning of the century, that was when Christ was born, the second person of the Trinity came in his person.
Amen.
Was operating on this planet.
Amen.
For 3.5 years of Christ, the second person of the Trinity was treading upon the earth.
Amen.
And sending the message of restoration.
Amen.
And when he had left the disciples, he said, wait, we still have another member of the Trinity.
Amen.
He must accomplish his work.
Amen.
So that the redemption of mankind is completed.
Amen.
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 Unity of the Trinity, God operated. The Son came down. And now it is the dispensation of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
He is preparing a bride for the Christ.
Yes.
He is preparing a church that will be taken up.
Yes.
But only those who have been immersed. Only those who have been baptized.
Yes.
Only those who have tarried.
Yes.
And come expecting. We have been waiting for the restoration.
Amen.
The disciples here ask, are you going to restore the kingdom to the Israelites? He says, no, we're not talking about the kingdom.
No.
I want you to be amazed.
Amen.
Wow. Amen.
Don't worry about the Romans ruling over you. Don't worry about political power. I give you power to evangelize.
Amen.
It's a new kingdom. The kingdom of God. Amen. It's not political.
No.
Remember the Pharisees. Can you show us when is the kingdom of God coming? He doesn't say it's there. It's in your heart.
Amen.
Once you receive Christ, the kingdom comes.
Yes.
If not one and not one have received the Christ, the kingdom of God is big.
Yep.
Yes. And the Holy Spirit is tying us together.
Yes.
When the time comes, the trumpet shall sound. Those who have been prepared tuned into the expectation of the bride of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The name shall rise in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
It is not seen, but it is in you.
Amen. Yeah.
It's not seen by your naked eyes, but the people who have accepted Christ, those who have surrendered their wills, those who have died to this world,
Amen.
And are living in Christ.
Amen.
The Ecclesia, the Church of God.
Yes.
Those are the ones the Holy Spirit is working. He's building up a bride for Christ. When the time comes, the Holy Spirit will take the bride, and then darkness will enter this world.
Yes.
There's a priest of this world who is waiting, but he cannot do anything until the Spirit is taken out.
Yeah.
We want to maximize usage of the Spirit in our days.
Amen. God bless you.
We must realize what the time you are in. The prophets were wondering what type of things these things will happen.
Yeah.
They saw them afar off.
Yeah.
But they are happening in our days.
Glory be to God.
Christ, when he was with the disciples at one time, he says, your eyes are blessed. Because you've seen what the prophets were desiring.
Amen.
They do not understand. But they are blessed because they are seeing these things.
Amen.
The lame walk, the blind see. The sinners are redeemed and removed from their sin. They are empowered.
Amen.
You can imagine that woman, they wanted to restore. Said, God and the sin no more.
Yeah.
They witnessed that. We are witnessing.
Lord.
And some of us were proud. Some of us didn't care about the nation. Didn't care about even to the point of despising our own parents. But God has changed that.
Amen.
Healing power. Yes. We are witnesses because it happened to us.
Amen. Glory be to God.
Amen. You can also be a witness.
Amen. Yeah.
But you need to be endued with this power so that you can tell others.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, Sunday, I thank the promise of my Father. Until you be baptized with the power from on high.
Amen.
Those who have been sanctified, those who have been desiring to be empowered, to be encalculated by the force from heaven, you can receive it this morning.
Amen.
Because he has promised. He says, I will send the promise. Wait until you have waited. You've been here, man. You've been at the altar. You've been praying in your bedroom in the corners. God says, I'll send the power.
Amen.
Send the power down now.
Amen.
When you sing, we must believe the words you are singing.
Amen. Amen.
Baptized. Immersed. Not just in drops.
No.
But you go in.
Holy.
Submit. You come out dripping with
power.
And God is here to do that.
God bless you.
This is a different coming in my brother.
Yes.
This is the time the Lord has allowed us. We were waiting, we were wanting.
Yes.
We were expecting, when will this pandemic end?
Yes.
When will we meet again with the brother?
Amen.
Here we are. In the region.
Lord,
the first camp meeting in physical.
Yes.
The Lord is good. Say the Lord is going to do something. God is going to be waiting. Now we are gathered.
Amen.
Now we have waited. Over 3 years without seeing each other. But God is right here this morning.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
And the fuel to change the atmosphere. Spirit is moving.
Amen.
Spirit is moving.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. God is good.
Jesus said to the disciples, it is expedient.
Yes.
That
yes.
I must go.
Yes.
So that when I go, the Spirit will come.
Amen.
Expedience is something that must happen to give room for the next event.
Amen.
It was expedient for Jesus to leave the disciples. So that when he has gone, the Spirit will come.
Amen.
In John chapter 16. May the Lord bless us this morning.
Amen. Amen.
He's sending the power just now.
Amen.
That very thing. No, when we sing here, you know, it must reach our hearts.
Amen.
It's not just to pass time.
No, no.
We must go into the soul and bring it into our hearts, into our being.
Yes.
And then that thing will happen.
Amen.
The power of Pentecost.
Yes.
John chapter 16, the experience. John chapter 16, we turn to the scriptures again. What it says, fulfillment, what is written in the scriptures. We are reading the scriptures. And God said, Jesus said, met with the disciples and opened their hearts to receive and understand the scriptures. Like I said, we are more than two, and he's in our midst. Giving us understanding of the scriptures.
Yes.
He opens that he did to Lydia the other time when Peter and the disciples and they were preaching. God opened her heart.
Amen.
I believe he's opening our hearts this morning.
Amen.
So that we might understand. And when we understand, we will read what we will believe. John chapter 16. May God bless us this morning.
Amen. God bless you.
Verse 7. Nevertheless, regardless of what else has been happening, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the comfort will not come. But if I depart, I will send him unto you.
Yes.
Expedient. It was necessary. When we read in Luke 24, it says, it behooved Christ to suffer.
Yes.
And that repentance and the remission of sins should be preached.
Amen.
And when he had died, he had to go to be removed from this earth so that he gives room to the comforter. Hallelujah. When we are in trouble, when we are in grief, when we have everything seeming going wrong, the comforter is right there.
Yes.
Because Christ went and sent him down.
Yes.
He is among us.
Amen.
He gives us that joy.
Yes.
That inner peace.
Right.
That invigorating power so that even if things seem haywire, there is no hope.
Yes.
He gives us that power.
Amen.
When the world says, "Well, now it's finished," that's when you are just
starting. Amen. God bless you.
Yeah. It was expedient for Jesus to go.
Yes.
Have we ever looked at this aspect? If it was necessary, amen, that he should go. When he goes, he sends someone else.
Yeah.
God has always been working with mankind.
Amen.
I've told you the dispensation. God went with the fathers. Or Enoch had the life. He walked with God. Noah walked with God.
Yeah.
Then Christ came and walked with the disciples.
Yeah.
After he went, the Spirit was with us.
Yeah.
He says, he shall be with you.
Amen.
He shall not leave you.
Amen.
He will be with you.
Amen.
And you will be mine.
Amen.
Oh, I love it. It is a wonderful opportunity.
Amen.
To have been taken out of this dark world, yeah, to be given, to be revealed unto us single people, the truth of the gospel, yeah, and the glory working in our midst.
Amen.
I want to thank God.
God bless you.
Amen. Lord, it's a wonderful opportunity.
Amen.
We were not supposed to be. We were not supposed to be. But God in His grace.
Yes. Glory be to God.
Amen.
For the grace of God is a thing unto all men.
Amen.
Teaching us that, denying all unrighteousness. That grace was shown on the cross at Calvary.
Yes.
And that grace was up the mountain so that everyone can see.
Yeah.
Even us who are far off, may access that grace.
Yeah.
It is by grace, not by works. No. We are not worthy.
No.
But let us enjoy grace.
Amen.
Power that is in Jude.
Glory be to God.
Power that is coming down on us.
Amen.
Simple people. But because of that power,
yes,
it enables us to do the miracle. It enables us to do the impossibility.
Yes.
This world will say it can't, but we say it can.
Yes.
We need the invigorating power.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Not just for those who just been sanctified, even those who received the years ago.
Yes.
There is a divine
power. Amen.
There is a mystery. No one promised me, but the has come to fulfill it.
Yeah.
And that means his expedience of going to heaven,
yeah,
has caused the spirit to come.
Amen.
For whosoever,
yeah,
whosoever is you,
Lord,
and
yes, yes,
I can feel the spirit moving.
Yes.
God is good. God is good.
Yeah.
God is not up.
Yeah.
We owe Him a lot of things. We have not enough words.
Yeah.
To say we thank you, Lord. Simple people who were destined for hell.
Yeah.
People who were supposed to die.
Yeah.
But God made it accessible to us.
Amen.
To know these things.
Amen.
We want to thank God.
Lord, amen.
Lord, Lord, we thank you. We know He is going to do exceedingly above,
yes,
that which we are able to
ask.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ is saying that it is expedient that we must go.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, we want to thank God. The word of God is enlightenment.
Yes.
The Spirit of God, when we talk to people, it is the Spirit that convicts.
Yes.
It gives that enlightenment to the dark heart.
Yeah.
But when we speak with the Spirit of God, the Spirit will permeate,
amen,
the heart of the one we are talking to,
amen,
so that he realizes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, we want to thank God for this.
Amen.
He says now, and when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin,
yes,
and of righteousness,
amen,
and of judgment.
Amen.
The Spirit will convict.
Yes.
Yeah.
That conscience that he has been seared with,
yes,
the word iron. But once we preach the word of God, the Spirit of God anointing this preacher will pierce your hard heart.
Yes.
You come to the altar and bow down before God.
Yes.
He will have convicted.
Yes.
That is the Spirit working.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know how you did not want to worship God. Wanted to live in your own way.
Yeah.
But the moment you came to the people,
yeah,
of God, the Spirit attacked,
yeah,
when you were convicted,
yeah, God bless you. Lord,
you,
Lord,
we are waiting for you.
Amen.
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 Oh, we need the Spirit.
Amen.
That thing that was
seen,
yeah, fire from on high.
Amen.
It is coming into us so that when we talk, that Spirit will reach them.
Yeah.
We don't know what people need.
Yeah.
The Spirit knows.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is here to prepare a bride for Christ.
Amen.
He will convince.
Yeah.
We need the Spirit, my brothers.
Amen.
We need God to endure us.
Amen.
We need God to give us that power.
Amen.
Yeah.
To incarnate in our nature.
Right.
To remove the natural being,
yeah,
we put on the new man with Christ. And the Christ will then invigorate us by the Spirit that came down after the expedience of his boy.
Amen.
God bless us.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I love this gospel.
Lord, yeah.
You know, when you read the scripture, here.
Yeah.
We can feel it.
Amen.
It's in us.
Yeah.
That's our DNA.
Yes. Yeah.
We are the children of God because we live by the scripture.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is so vast, he's big, he cannot fit in this world.
Yeah.
But in the heart of whosoever has it, he will come and make his dwelling.
Yeah.
We are the temple of God.
Yes.
But he will not fit this world, it's only where his feet can stand. But in your heart, the whole truth will come in.
Yeah.
Oh, what a wonderful mystery of worshiping God.
Yeah.
The mystery, God, the creator of the universe,
yes,
is coming to dwell with you.
Yeah.
Imagine how much power you will have.
Yes.
You have authority.
Amen.
Because the creator is with you.
Yes.
He said, let us make man in our own image.
Yeah.
He was created in the image of God.
Amen. Yeah.
And when we have the image, he is restored. He is with us.
Yeah.
We don't fear.
Yeah.
We can ask. We can attack any situation.
Yeah.
Any possibility, we say, it is possible.
Yeah.
It is not us, but Christ who is in us.
Yeah.
All things are the Lord is things good. Through Christ we empower.
Yes.
We need Christ.
Amen.
And when it's with us, I tell the Spirit.
Yes.
He gives us discernment. He reminds us of the things that we should know.
Yeah.
When we are in situations, the scriptures will come.
Yes.
To remind us, when you face this kind of situation, what does the Spirit, what does scripture say? And the Spirit in us will remind us.
Yes.
Fear thou not.
Amen.
When you have gone through the fire,
yeah,
when going in the middle of water,
yeah,
I am with thee.
Amen.
The Spirit will remind you.
Amen.
Then you will hear a voice. This is the way.
Amen.
This is the Spirit that will remind us.
Amen.
Amen. He is the Spirit, my brothers.
Amen.
We cannot do without him.
No. Yeah.
He says, without me, you can do nothing.
Yeah.
But with him, when the Holy Spirit among us, in us, willing in us, we can do all things.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
How is our situation this morning?
Amen.
Amen.
God wants to endure us with the power of the Lord.
Amen.
That power is available to everybody.
Yes.
Let us look Acts chapter 2.
Amen.
The disciples that waited in anticipation, they obeyed the word of Christ.
Amen.
It says, go into Jerusalem and wait. Don't do anything, just wait. Tarry, to tarry is to sit and contemplate on what has been promised. They went and tarried. They said, yes, we are waiting. Probably among themselves, they said, oh, well, why in so many days? Why don't we go back? But no, they encouraged them. They said, tarry.
Yeah.
He said, it's not many days hence. Let us just wait for another day.
Mm.
It must have been the sixth day. Eighth day, but on the tenth day, Acts chapter 2. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2. We're talking the Acts of the Apostles on the second chapter. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, it comes at some point, it will fully come.
Amen.
He had said, wait in the seat until the power comes, and it comes.
Amen.
Fullness of time.
Yes.
Mm.
It is almost half past 11, just after half past 11. But 2 o'clock will come.
Yeah.
At some time, time is moving, isn't it?
Yeah.
It will be 2 o'clock at some time. And now, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, it came.
Yeah.
And today it can come.
Yeah.
That day is also promised to us.
Yes.
This day.
Yeah.
When today was fully come, we have fully come to this camp meeting.
Yeah.
It is the period, the time that has been set aside.
Amen.
For God to deal with those who have
assembled.
These guys were assembled in one place, in one accord. Our desires, as we came from various places, may God do something for us.
Amen.
We came with
that desire. I came with that desire. They came with that desire. So we are in one accord.
Yes.
In one place.
Amen.
For now and today.
Amen.
When the day of Pentecost was fully come,
yes,
they were all with one accord.
Yes.
In one place.
Yes.
Is that not the situation prevailing now? We are here in one
accord.
Yes. We came with expectation.
Yes.
We came knowing God is going to do something.
Yes.
And he's ready.
Yeah.
Oh, suddenly they came the sounds from heaven, not from Vido, not from Zimbabwe, not from Portland, but from heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Heaven came down, the glory filled our hearts. Heaven came down on Mount Sinai, and God spoke with thunderings. But today it's big silence.
Yeah,
with the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when you join all these scriptures together, when you move,
yeah,
you will leave this world.
Amen.
You are in your own realm,
yeah,
up there,
yes,
enjoying,
amen,
heavenly citizenship.
Amen.
While we're still on earth.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they appeared unto them, loving tongues like of fire.
Yeah.
And it says, upon each of them.
Yes.
Not the whole congregation, but individually.
Yeah.
I like that cloud and tongue of fire to come down onto me.
Yeah.
To me and to me.
Yeah.
If I want it for you, it will come to you.
Yeah.
This did not say on top of everybody who was in Jerusalem, but for those who were waiting.
Yeah.
Those who were with one accord.
Yeah.
You can receive your own tongue.
Amen.
That spirit will come upon you.
Amen.
To you as an individual.
Amen.
Nothing happened.
Amen.
And it will happen again.
Amen.
The scriptures are alive.
Yes.
Paul says in Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is weak.
Yes.
It is alive.
Yes.
It is living.
Yes.
Something that is living is active.
Yes.
As we preach it, it becomes active in our
life. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God bless us. Oh, I want to thank God for this opportunity.
Amen.
I've never imagined I would come back to Ndangwa.
Amen.
God has allowed us.
Amen.
And I know He has a purpose.
Yeah.
I know He wants to fill us again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, what happened? Then the people began to talk in various languages. You know, when the Spirit takes control, you cease to be yourself.
Yeah.
You are immersed.
Yeah.
You are invigorated.
Yeah.
You are baptized. You are subdued, submitted.
Amen.
And He takes control of your being.
Yeah.
And you begin to know you are speaking in
another
God. It happens. That is the sign of the Spirit coming.
Yeah.
They spoke in tongues. I remember when they in my first baptism.
Yeah.
I spoke it in a language that I did not understand, but they said someone was speaking our tongue.
Yeah.
I don't know your language, but we spoke it.
Yeah.
Because it was the Spirit.
Amen.
It can happen again, just as a sign of showing that the Spirit has taken for you.
Yeah.
It says, He shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost.
John
baptized with water in Jordan.
Yeah.
But today, the Spirit is going to baptize.
Amen.
We are going to be immersed. Submerged in the Spirit.
Yeah.
And when you come down, come out with dripping with water.
Yeah.
Water of the Spirit.
Yeah.
As we go out, we are empowered.
Amen.
We are invigorated.
Amen.
June the power of the Lord. It is the third experience in our Christian walk.
Amen.
After we repent and are forgiven our sins, after the root cause of sins is removed, eradicated from our hearts,
yeah,
we are given the nature of God.
Yeah,
it's restored to us.
Amen.
That inclination for sinning is removed.
Amen.
Yeah. We are returned to the original.
Amen.
The sign of God.
Amen.
We are created in the image of that Creator.
Amen.
Oh, then the Spirit will come.
God bless.
There is no reason that you should not come once you are sanctified.
Yeah.
There is no reason because the house has been cleansed.
Yes.
There is no trace of sinfulness.
Yes.
That Adamic nature has been
removed.
Yes. We are entitled.
Yes.
The experience of Him going, He had shed the blood on Calvary so that
we can be cleansed.
Amen.
1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's just and faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us.
Yes.
Cleansing is removing any stress of Adamic nature.
Amen.
So that the Spirit can find room in your heart.
Amen.
That has been cleansed.
Amen.
Oh, can we bring it to us?
Yes.
Cleanse the hearts.
Amen.
So that you can come and dwell in us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Spirit came down.
Yeah.
Then these guys were speaking the power.
Yeah.
Look at this man who's called Peter.
Yeah.
When they crucified Christ, the little girl here said, hey, you were one of them here.
Yeah.
And I was
yeah.
like, ah, I don't know. But look at this same Peter.
Yeah.
When the power came down,
yeah.
this same Peter who denied knowing Christ from a little girl. In the courtyard of Pilate there.
Yeah.
He says, I don't. But look at this same Peter.
Yeah.
He's not being Jude.
Yes.
He is baptized.
Yeah.
He is amazed.
Yeah.
He has no fear anymore.
Yeah.
What does he do?
Glory be to God.
This Christ who is crucified.
Yeah.
You this naked generation.
Yeah.
He's preaching to the Pharisees.
Yeah.
He's preaching to those people he was afraid.
Yes.
But now he has been emboldened.
Yes.
His physique has been changed.
Yes.
He has been immersed in the power.
Yes.
He's preaching. And the Spirit now forces these people to realize.
Amen.
How many people turned on that day? Over 2,000 people.
Amen.
They repented because the Spirit was working.
Amen.
Hallelujah. As we go back to our places,
yeah.
as we go back, yes, in His power,
amen.
Let us pray that the Spirit will convict.
Amen.
Let us pray that the people we talk to will be convicted.
Yes.
And to see the error of not worshiping God.
Yes.
They can call and say, I want to be like you.
Yes.
I want to be empowered like you.
Amen.
Because in the midst of problems, when they think you are finished, because of the Spirit, you will go through.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
We are lights.
Yes.
We are given as lights in a dark world.
Yeah.
We want to thank God for this wonderful gospel.
Yes.
It is an awesome gospel.
Yes.
It's not something we talk about, we hear from someone.
No, no, no.
We live in
ourselves. Yes.
We live in ourselves.
Amen.
You know, in Luke chapter 10, Christ, when he had sent the disciples, they come and say, all the evil spirits were subject. He says, don't worry about these things. I give unto you power above all. When he says all, I give you power over the power of all the enemy. And nothing, not a thing, nothing shall at all hurt you.
Amen.
Nothing.
Amen.
What are you afraid? Christ has given us.
Yes.
If you do my commandments,
yeah,
I will come and dwell with you.
Yes.
My Father and I will come and make an habitation
through
the Spirit.
Yes.
And we will have power over all the power.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
I remember at times when I was working, you know, as a salesman, we used to sleep in various areas when we away from home. One morning, a scorpion bit me. Scorpions, you know what scorpion is?
Yeah.
That thing is deadly.
Yeah.
Once that thing catches you, the venom goes straight to the heart, to stop your heart.
Yeah.
I said, something has bit me. What is it? I tell the blankets, I said, the scorpion, I kill it. But the poison is in my system. You know, I'm light in complexion, but I was as black as this thing. And I had to drive maybe about 160, maybe 200 kilometers back to my house. But I've been stung by a scorpion. What came to me straight was that verse.
Amen.
Behold, I give you power over the scorpion.
Amen.
And I said, Christ, this is a scorpion.
Amen.
He gives me power over.
Amen.
Oh, how important.
Amen.
It invigorated me.
Amen.
Suddenly the guy started driving almost 200 100 kilometers black and that. When I got home, I was sweating. My wife says, oh, go to the hospital. I said, no, don't worry, I'm fine. What happened? A scorpion. I said, scorpion, please go. The children said, please go. I said, don't worry, I'm already fine.
Glory be to God.
I took towels, wet towels, put on my face. They dried because of the sweat. My body was so hot. But I hung on. I said, God has given us power.
Amen.
That power, before I even went to the hospital,
amen,
I overcame.
Amen.
Because you need what you believe.
Amen.
We need what we believe.
Amen.
We are witnesses.
Amen.
What are your freedoms? What are your freedoms? No, you drive from Zaka to Harare. That's a long distance.
Yeah.
With this fierce sting of the scorpion. Supposed to have stood my heart breathing when waking. But I said, in the name of Jesus, you gave me power over scorpions. Because he has promised it happened to me.
Amen.
Today he says, I'll send the power.
Amen.
His power is promised.
Yes.
When Peter is preaching, what does he say in chapter 2, verse 39? What does he say? Peter is preaching, this same Peter who was afraid, but now he has been emboldened. He has been invigorated. He says, for the promise is unto you.
Yes.
You who are in Jerusalem, and to your children. And then all those who are afar off, imagine what distance away from Jerusalem, where Peter was speaking. We are afar off, so it means us.
Yes.
Here in Odama. Afar off from where Peter was speaking. He said, even those that are all afar off, even as many as the Lord our God, we've been called by God.
Yes.
We've been called by God.
Amen.
We believe that. So the promise is that love.
Amen.
And all children.
Yes.
Right now, God has promised that power.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to thank God for a gospel that is lively.
Amen.
That can be enacted.
Yes.
It's not a distant. It's not something we talk about in absentia. An abstract thing. It's a real, genuine.
Yes.
That the restoration, the thing of the coming, want us to go back to the
original,
to claim all the promises.
Amen.
One of the promises is the promise of the power.
Yes.
Unto you.
Amen.
And unto us, we are far off from Jerusalem.
Yes.
So we cannot be far off from Jerusalem because we are included.
Yeah.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Yes. Yes.
Oh Lord, send the power just now.
Amen.
He's able to do what he has promised.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Chapter 4, verse 31.
Amen.
Chapter 4, verse 31. The Lord wants to bless us this morning.
Amen.
The Lord wants to restore that zeal in our Christian walk.
Yes.
That empowering force that we can march as onward soldiers.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Chapter 4, verse 31. The Acts of the Apostles, verse 31. And when they prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness.
Yes. Amen.
We are gathered in this place. We want this place to be shaken.
Yeah. Yeah.
The presence of God.
Yes.
In the first time, God came down on Mount Sinai and the mountain was shaking.
Yeah.
We are going to have God shaking us today.
Amen.
Feel your heart shaking.
Yes.
Because when the Spirit comes, you'll be shaken.
Yeah.
You remember the valley of dry bones?
Yeah.
When the prophet said, when God said to the prophet, will these bones alive? He says, thou knowest.
Oh.
And what happened? He says, prophesy.
Amen.
Yeah. We are the dry bones.
Amen.
We are prophesying. The word of God.
Yes.
And when the prophet prophesied, as God is indirected, what happened? There was a gathering.
Yes.
A sounding.
Yes.
Born upon born. Yeah. And the flesh came upon them.
Yeah.
And it was a mighty horse.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Lord.
Amen.
May we be great horse. Yeah. In the blood of dry bones.
Yeah.
This world full of iniquity.
Yeah.
It's full of dryness.
Yeah.
But today, God is restoring.
Yeah.
I'm making the spirit.
Yeah.
We shall be joined together
as yeah.
a big army.
Yeah.
And behold, in our great army. God is going to restore this morning.
Amen.
The disciples, when they prayed,
yeah.
they were being healed. This is four chapters after the first filling of the Spirit.
Yeah.
They were praying.
Yes.
It was another Pentecost.
Yeah.
It was a continual one.
Yeah.
And you remember Peter going to Cornelius' house.
Yeah.
When he was preaching, the Spirit came down.
Yeah.
They are preaching and the Spirit is coming down.
Amen.
This one of us is
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Your eyes open. Amen. Your eyes open. Come and pray. 416. Your eyes open. Come and pray. The promise is for you, of your children, of your wife, of your husband, of your brothers and sisters, as many as God has called.
Oh, Amen.
Amen.